running late today.
But everybody, I'm here.
By that committee. Firstly, a mistake occurred from our side, from the secretarial side, where members of that committee were directly invited to today's meeting without the chairperson being in the know. So the chairperson called me too. Didn't know what was happening. But there was a clash because their meetings are Wednesdays. That's the second thing, their meeting on Wednesdays. But in our discussions, she outlined that actually the same issues we were going to raise with them, they had previously raised with them like a week or two ago. So it will look ugly when Parliament, one committee calls them and then the other one calls them. So between ourselves, we agreed that maybe we should study the reports that they have put before that committee and see whether we don't find answers to the issues we wanted to tease them out on. And then if we don't still find joy in those reports, myself and that chairperson sit together and plan a joint meeting together. But the chairperson also raised one issue that she wanted a joint meeting between ourselves with them on, the issue of jet fuel, Natref jet fuel. They are not finding joy. They think that we need a joint meeting together because they say that from their reports, when they met with the sister committee of energy was Natref, the blame was put on Transnet. Whereas when we teased this matter with Transnet last year, they hinted that the problem was Natref. So we agree as chairpersons that we might need a joint meeting ourselves, energy portfolio committee and transport, where Transnet will be present to deal with this issue so that somebody does not accuse somebody in their absence to say that the problem is not ours, it's theirs. The other issue that the chairperson of transport raised, and I must say I'm going to have another meeting with her today at lunchtime, was the issue, if you are aware that part of the infrastructure bill, the money that the president announced in the State of the Nation address, would go to building rail infrastructure. They have a concern that that falls under Transnet. They have a concern that the Excel, is it Excel? You guys will know better. The Excel size of rails that they are bringing, like the length of train and the size of train that the rails would take, is conventionally low and backward. That internationally people have moved to accommodate economic growth and more passage of goods, fast and more locomotives that are modern, you don't build like you built 40 years ago or 30 years ago. So the transport is suggesting that we need a further meeting flowing from the infrastructure built meeting that we had previously to look into this issue. Because they are not happy, they say that It will be a waste of money if Transnet continues to build the same EXO that they built 30 years ago, because in modern times that should be exceeded to accommodate growth anticipated for the next 30, 60 years or so. They actually said that they are going to China to look into rail infrastructure and its build, and they are proposing that we should play with the possibility of accompanying them to China to do this thing, as Transnet also falls under our jurisdiction. So I needed to bring those issues to you to explain why 4 and 5. I don't know if you received the report in good time. We will discuss it the next time we meet. When did you email it, Peter? Last Friday. But I think that it is not going to be possible for us to deal with that report that we received from Transport. I would ask you to take one more week to study it, and then when we meet the next time, then we'll agree on whether we still need to call those people jointly with the Transport Committee, or whether that report satisfies the queries that we are having. This time we are beginning to accumulate minutes again. I would like you this afternoon to circulate all the outstanding minutes so that the next meeting we adopt those minutes. Madam Hajj, welcome back from PAP. We are happy to have you in our midst. Thank you very much. The other issue that I want to bring to the committee's attention is I got an SMS last night, and it's confirmed by the media reports this morning, that the CEO of PBMR has resigned. Greek, Jacob Greek, and he is replaced by Mr. Taylor, Dr. Taylor, something like that. You see, this is very worrying, because you know members from last year who have been wanting to bring PBMR here with their annual report, and they were granted extension after extension after extension for not placing the annual report before us. Their reason being that they are still dealing with the funding model. And my argument with the minister, and even wrote to the speaker to say that I don't understand why a funding model should delay accounting for the money you were given to use. Now, the CEO has resigned even before we consider the annual report. We do have this item on our agenda for somewhere down the line, very soon. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Well, you see, it's safer to the media. You know, they're saying something. You know that their funding has been cut, and they are being wounded down. Downsizing, and they are going to lose about 75, and they are being repositioned, and they are being downsized, because we have not really received value for money from the PBMR since inception. 8 billion rand, they have been experimenting, so government took a position for them to downsize and to. So it's probably related to that, the fact that they are not going to get further funding, and the project now is to wind down. I'm not sure. I suppose we must wait for them when they come, and then we'll get, and then we'll also ask the minister when DP is. I don't know. It's still early days. I haven't seen the resignation letter. Dr. Ambrosini, Mr. Ambrosini?
Yes, Madam Chairman. On this point, may I suggest that we tag this as an urgent item for our attention and discussion? We bring them here now, because otherwise we always end up as Parliament have to deal with situations after all the pieces have fallen, however they fall. But here we can still have an input, no matter how marginal, in determining the future of something which is very important. In the IPAP too, this was marked one of the most important bases for a new industrial development in South Africa. So on the one side, IPAP says it's important. On the other side, things are being downscaled. We need to perhaps have a parliamentary look at the matter before it is finalized.
Chairperson, just on the other side. apology from me and Dr. Gerard Kornoff, due to the late arrival of the plane. He's on his way. He's on his way. Just ask me to.
I'm apologizing for an ANC member.
No, he asked me. I'm a very decent man. We are work together as a committee.
No, I agree. If anybody.
Chairperson, yes, I think it is a good suggestion. I'm just having a look at our program here, and certainly until the end of March, we don't have anything on it to do with PBMR. So I think somehow we do need to get that onto our program and to look at that, and I think it is very serious and that it's important for us to do that.
Thanks. If you will allow me from the chair, we did say that we will swap the issue of vacancy rates in SOEs together with the department's transplant. But I'm actually suggesting now on my feet that we should do the transplant and the vacancy rate on the same day. That will leave us with a day open, and then that day open we dedicate to the PBMR, so that we bring the PBMR from the next quarter to that opening. If we club the vacancy rate discussion and performance management together with the strat plan, then we'll have a space. Is that agreed? If you allow me, I'll go and work out the possibilities of bringing them forward urgently before the end of the quarter. Okay. Now, I can't even congratulate somebody in absentia, the new CEO for SAA. And it's a very terrible, terrible, terrible thing to arrive late on your very, 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 very first appearance.
Absolutely.
Before Parliament. You know, members, yesterday morning I woke up at 3 a.m. because I was going to address international relations in women's conference and the women of the Congolese in Pretoria. And I ran like I've never ran before in my life last night to catch the last flight for me to be here this morning. Now, if the CEO is the CEO of SAA, the flight issues cannot be the reason for lateness.
Chairperson, yes. I think it's actually a very good thing that this happened this morning, so at least she becomes aware that SAA is always late. Because I assume she's coming by SAA, and it's a very good eye-opener for her, and the first issue to address.
I want to defend SAA. SAA is not always late. I think we must give Ms. Zondo an opportunity to tell us where is the CEO.
Honorable Chairperson, honorable members, good morning. Chairperson, I was informed when coming to this meeting that the CEO of SAA had an engagement with the chairperson or with some person responsible for organizing the meeting and had communicated that she was not going to be attending the meeting. I reported earlier before the start of the meeting to the chairperson that my colleague, who is in operations and was going to be presenting the operations part of the presentation, had to get out of the flight. He was already on his seat, but had to get out because the flight was full and they seemed to have been a need to accommodate a VIP passenger. And that's the delay that has resulted in my colleague not being here for the presentation. Otherwise, I was informed that the CEO is not scheduled to be attending. Thank you.
No. You were misinformed. I had a communication with the chairperson of the board last week, where she indicated that she would not be able to attend, and I accepted her apology. Yesterday when I was in Pretoria, I got an SMS from Mr. Griswell, who profusely apologized and said he would not be able to come, which I accepted because, you know, there is a CEO and maybe he wanted to give the CEO a chance to come and present. I have no correspondence, formal or informal, about the unavailability of the new CEO. So that is totally inaccurate. In fact, we need to know now, as this committee, why is the CEO not here?
Chairperson, the only reason I have is that the CEO communicated her inability to attend, and she's not attending. I could perhaps, with the chairperson's permission, just step out and communicate this discussion to the CEO and get a response if possible.
I think you should do so, members, if you allow me to, because I think that is disrespectful of to the committee. That is greatly disrespectful. If a new CEO feels that she's fairly new, she can't come because she's still grappling with the issues, that should be communicated, and that should be communicated. We cannot be second-guessing and be wondering what is happening. The chairperson of the board deemed it fit to communicate last week already, and I accepted that on behalf of the committee. Mr. Wells communicated yesterday, and I would also say, Mr. Smythe, I accepted that on behalf of the committee. The committee can kill me if they want to kill me for that. But I have not had any communication regarding the absence of the CEO. Mrs. Bob.
Chairperson, yes. I think we do need to make it very clear that we are very disappointed. And I think if perhaps there was the thought that she wasn't on top of things and that maybe, you know, it was okay for her not to be here, then at the very least, there should have been an arrangement made with her deputy to make sure that somebody at that level was actually here, because we are now dealing with a run-up to the World Cup, and I think we do not want to have things going wrong at this stage.
You know, you can go and check whatever you want to check with her. That's not going to bring her here now, because she's in Johannesburg. But I want to express my total dissatisfaction, and I want to hear the committee out on this matter. Yes, sir.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm sure when we appoint somebody in a position like that, then we appoint capable people in there. So I think that the reason that she is grappling with problems, that doesn't wash down with me. And who has she then sent in her place to represent her here on this committee? I mean, I'm also a busy man. I can't sit here and wait for other people to come here. We really need to sort this problem out, and we should send a strong message as a committee.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Van Dalen. Yes, sir.
Chairperson, the quicker the better we hear what the reasons are. If we would allow Ms. Zondo to go and find out, then we'll release our bullets thereafter. It's immaterial now just to talk without knowing the reason. Despite the fact that we're very, very unhappy that the CEO is not here.
You see, even before you go out, I'm very unhappy. We're very unhappy that they have not communicated. Because you are willing to find out the reasons now, post the fact that she did not come and she did not explain. Normally, if you are not going to make it for a meeting, you write and explain that I will not be able to come for this reason or for this reason. I hope you'll accept my apology. So you going out to go and check with her will leave us in the same position, that there was no explanation and she is not here and is not going to bring her here. So maybe, members, she can go and do that and tell us. It will not change anything. It will not change the fact that...
Maybe she's only on her way.
No, she says she's not on her way.
I'm a little confused, Madam Chairman. I'm trying to understand who is before us. The General Counsel of SAA and who else is with you? If I may ask through you, Madam Chairman.
Through you, Chairperson. I am the General Counsel of SAA. I have been requested to come and represent SAA, particularly on the aspects that relate to the pricing issues that have been that are included in the presentation. The other colleague that is due to be with me is responsible for airports operations, and his name is Deboho
Demai. Right now, you are.
That is the delegation from SAA. Thank you.
Members, inclined not to let FAA present anything to us today. They must go back and bring back a full team and take us directly, because in fact this issue of litigation, we have been begging them for months to come before the committee to address us on it from last year. In fact, members, I have said to the researcher yesterday, he must go and find the validity of the claims that on the 18th of February, FAA was found guilty by the Competition Commission of collusion when Comair had complained that FAA had an arrangement with travel agencies or a travel agency where when clients book, they would not be given price of and if there had indeed been a ruling on part of the FAA, which was not favorable on the 18th of February. So, members, I don't know, let me hear you out, but from the chair, I'm inclined to send Ms. Zondo back. I don't know if you'll agree.
Jefferson, from our side, we totally agree with your ruling, that we do not allow SAA then to go carry on with the presentation. And with your other ruling that SAA, that a full delegation come with the next step, come hell of high water, it must be led then by the CEO of SAA, please.
And the
Mr. Ambrose.
Madam Chairman, with the duest of respect, I would disagree with both your good selves and the esteemed colleague. And the reason is that we received her presentation. It was kindly emailed to us. And then the reason why she's here alone is because of this presentation. We asked them to come here to explain to us the collusive behavior. Well, this presentation says that they're not going to tell us anything because it is sub judice. That's why they sent the lawyer. That's why they didn't come. When she speaks, she will tell us, sorry, I'm here, and I cannot tell you anything because it's sub judice. Now, I got some documentation for you, Madam Chairman. The sub judice rule has been abrogated. It's been repealed 2 years ago. It's unconstitutional. The case went on appeal. This is the law of the land. And in any case, it doesn't apply to an investigation.
Now, I want to listen to you.
I'm sorry. I'd like to place in context of what's happened. This is not. It's a pattern of defiance. You will remember how many times I've raised the issue of their compliance with the promise given to this committee to give us all the documentations of all the antitrust and anti-competitive behavior allegations that they had, not only in South Africa, in the United States, in Europe, in Switzerland, and in Australia. I mean, it takes some doing to be taken to court in four continents for the same crime. Now, the...
I'll come back to you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I'd like
to finish my point.
Allow me to chair this meeting, please.
Yeah, but allow me to finish my point before I get to a full stop and not
you
at the sofa.
I'm ruling you out of order. I agree with you.
Well,
but I want us to separate the two issues. We are dealing with two issues at the same time.
But okay, can I reach the conclusion? So conclusion is that because it is what she's going to engage us in, let us have this point now with her, because it's all going to be about legalities. So if they come back with the CEO, then the legalities are out, and they know that they cannot shield themselves behind this nonsense of a sub judice rule.
It's not a good thing that there must always be an interjection between the chair and members.
Can we protect you?
Yes, please.
Can we protect you? I think we agree.
No, please.
I think we should agree, Chairperson, that the incomplete delegation from SAA should go back and come back with a full presentation, full delegation, led by the CEO. Finish.
I wanted to agree with Mr. Ambrosini, but he had proceeded too fast to the other point, that the issue of sub judice does not hold water, that when they come back, where possible, the chairperson of the board must accompany them. But for sure, the CEO must come and all relevant people, they must bring a full report, and this issue of sub judice we are not going to accept. So I wanted to agree with Mr. Ambrosini on that one. And also, we would like you to bring a report to us also of whether it is true or not that on the 18th or sometime in February you were found guilty by the Competition Commission on the complaints that were made by ComAir. So I'm adding something because they are all related. Now, we are closing this meeting. Yes, Mr. Van Dijk, Dr. Van Dijk.
Jefferson, just one thing. I agreed also with the latest proposal. And the reason, I think the message that the representative must take back also to SAE is that SAE is a public enterprise, and therefore its affairs is of public concern.
Yes.
And therefore, you are absolutely correct to say that there's nothing to hide for Parliament. Nothing at all. Thank you.
I'll take you, then I'll close the sitting.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you very much. Just two short points, one for clarification. I think when they come back, the scope of our inquiry should not be limited to the allegations labeled in South Africa. We are dealing with the World Cup. So the allegations which have been labeled in the United States, in Europe, and in Australia are also intimately relevant to our interest in bringing tourists here at low cost and at competitive rates. So that's the first point. The second point, which I hoped I would have raised during this meeting, but I want to give notice of that.
Let me just address the first point before you go to the next point. My letter to SAA was exactly saying that antitrust and litigation in the US and in the UK. I was not aware of Australia. Now they hear you if there are issues. So we will say wherever, all over the world. But even before we pause here, I don't even want to believe. Members, if there is any other thing, say it now that you want to give them that is related to collusion, allegation, etc., or forward them to me. I'll forward them in writing back to the SAA this afternoon. Yesterday I got, you may want to know this, SAA, I got a call from BBC on this issue. I chose not to take that call, I chose not to reply to that email. So the world is watching in relation to World Cup and in relation to air ticket collusion and antitrust litigation in that country. I did not answer those questions. So I hope that when you come back, you would bring us a report, you would not hide behind the issue of sub judice, because that's the tune you've been singing to us since last year and we say it's not acceptable. Is there anything that you did not understand so that when you go back you should not say that our mandate to you was not clear or anything? Mr. Ambrosini, if your point, your other point is related to these issues, I will open space to you.
May I? I always feel that I'm being looked at with very with lots of circumspection, but it's an important point. Allow me to make it, because otherwise I make it publicly and you say, why did you not make it in committee? We are the shareholder. These inquiries will take a long time and will be finalized after the World Cup. It won't help anyone or anybody. I suggest to you, Madam Chairman, to our ANC colleagues who've got the power, to the Minister, that we need to cut through all this and just cut through all this, through the issue, and impose on South African Airlines to run a 4-month promotion, $999 from anywhere in the world to come to South Africa. Promoting the country is acceptable in terms of WTO rules, and we just tell them what to do because that justifies being a public airway. So I will make that call publicly, but it's a call made to you.
No. I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying we must prescribe a price? No, that's not our... That's totally outside our mandate, completely. So I'm ruling you out of order. If you have nothing to ask, Ms. Zondo, I'm closing this meeting. You will be the very last.
I just want to impress on you that it's about 95 days to the World Cup, and we need to resolve this as a matter of urgency. It's not something we can leave till... till after we have an opening for them. So we need to address this as a matter of urgency. So we must come in for an extra day or whatever, but then we must do it.
We are going to ask for permission to have the department next week Friday. So we are going to meet with SAA next week Tuesday. The reason why I say SAA next week Tuesday is that Parliament is forced to give us space to consider the threat plan. because they have a deadline by means of which you should have done the third plan. But if we ask them for permission for Friday to see the SAA, they might say, no, it's not so important and all those. So next week, Tuesday, we're meeting with SAA, led by the CEO, preferably together with the board of chairperson, the chairperson of the board, and all other related people, and the sub judice rule is not going to work here. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Ms. Sajid?
I just wanted to say that I agree with the decision taken because I think it happens too often amongst public enterprises leadership that the accountability to Parliament is not for them an immediate concern. And I think that we need to break that. And I was just looking very quickly at this thing. There's a sample of a ticket here. Anyway, on Tuesday we will investigate this because it's neither here nor there. Because if you bring it, the tickets, what other airlines are charging from all over the world, then it makes sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, I don't even want to look at their documents. We will add to our sending the message that they must bring us appropriate and fully detailed relevant documents and documented report before us. You have noted that ticket is not helpful. You go and do something about it. This meeting is adjourned.